It could be a big weekend of dancing in Victoria for the first time in months as the state hit its 90% fully vaccinated target earlier than expected. Almost all COVID restrictions have now been scrapped for double-dosed Victorians. But the virus is still causing a great deal of illness and death in the state, with almost 1,300 cases recorded today and 8 deaths. Carly Williams takes a look at how those at the coalface of COVID are feeling about Victoria's big party plans.
Some big changes in Victoria this weekend.
So I'm going to head to a bit of a festival where it's going to be lots of DJs, really cool kind of like queer art spaces. There'll be food, there'll be some amazing drinks and cocktails, and I'm just excited to have a bit of a boogie and see my friends and not have to wear a mask or be seated.
Up until 5 days ago, Melbourne's biggest queer event, Poof Doof, was going to be a seated event. No dancing or standing permitted, and masks worn at all times. But with Victoria meeting its 90% vaccination target, density limits are lifted and dancing is back on. Something Melbourne man Joe Elliott is very happy about.
I don't think Poof Doof would be the same if we, you know, have to sit down or wear masks. So it's going to be really exciting to be able to dance.
Almost all COVID restrictions have been scrapped for double-dosed Victorians about 5 days early. There are no limits for home visitors, indoor mask rules have been wound back, and, of course, they'll be dancing. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews on Channel 7 Sunrise today.
Premier Daniel Andrews joins me now. Morning to you. Premier, did you get on the beers last night?
Not quite, Nat, but look, there's a real sense of excitement across Victoria that Victorians have done an amazing thing. 90% double dose. We're going to hit that Saturday, Sunday. That's an amazing achievement, and every Victorian who's gone and got vaccinated should be very proud. I'm certainly proud of them.
At the same time, there's illness and death in Victoria because of COVID. 1,273 new COVID cases recorded in 24 hours and 8 deaths. There are now more than 13,000 active cases of the disease in Victoria. The death toll from the state's current Delta outbreak is 453. And there are 330 people in hospital. 57 are in intensive care. So is this what the so-called living with COVID looks like? Some sectors in particular are still uneasy about the reality of the virus spreading through the community. Paul Sutton is Victorian Operations Manager at Ryman Healthcare, a retirement living and aged care company.
From a provider point of view, we're still pretty cautious. I guess we're in a transitional phase at the moment. There's still a lot of COVID in the community. So we're still taking a few precautions, some simple things like someone walks in our door, we have thermal scanners that will let us know if their temperature is outside of normal range, so would be a potential indicator that they might have the virus. We rapid antigen test people coming in, and then we do hand sanitising and a number of other things.
The aged care CEO says we're not out of the woods with COVID, and it's taking a personal toll.
I sort of feel like we're still in the thick of it, particularly with so many cases in the community at the moment. I don't see us coming out of that for probably another couple of months, and it has been incredibly tough on the staff.
So as people head out on those dance floors and house parties this weekend, spare a thought for, yeah, the aged care sector and the health sector, hey?
Absolutely, and take those precautions where you can.
Victorian Operations Manager of Ryman Healthcare, Paul Sutton, speaking with Carly Williams.